Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're listening to this early enough, on the Saturday in which it's broadcast, Saturday, September 12th, 2026, just a reminder, our men's fellowship breakfast is this morning at 9 a.m., and love to see the guys out as fellowshipping, and we set the chairs up for Sunday and just enjoy some great food and fellowship and devotion from God's Word. So if you're able to make it, typically meet the second Saturday of each month. So if you can't make it today, be watching for the next one. We've been talking and praying this week about being kind. How God's kindness towards us brings salvation. That's our focus as we wrap up the week, of being kind to show God's salvation. Our kindness is a reflection of His kindness, at least it ought to be. And out of His kindness, people are drawn to Him. Out of our kindness, people also ought to be drawn to Him. It ought to be evident through our words and our actions that the kindness that we live with is real. It's consistent. And its source is Jesus. Our relationship with Him. Our desire to obey Him, to live for Him, to follow Him. And so today we're going to look at verse out of Titus. Paul writes to Titus, chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and says, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy." When I think about the kindness and love of God appearing, I think of Jesus showing up on earth for the very purpose of bringing salvation, of saving us from our sins. And He brings a salvation that we haven't earned, we can't earn. But it comes from His kindness, His mercy. And it's in that same idea that our kindness ought to help people see a salvation that is available through a surrender to Jesus. If we preach a gospel of works, of earning salvation, of doing enough good deeds to stay right with God or to get right with God, we're failing to present the gospel that Jesus lived, that the Bible teaches. There is an expectation that we do good works. In fact, the Bible says that we ought to not become weary in doing good works, that we ought to be involved in doing the good works that God prepared in advance for us to do. And so there are two sides to this coin, but the side of good works is our response to the kindness and mercy of God, which results in salvation. The kindness and mercy part, not the good works part. The good works are our desire. That realization that when we love someone genuinely, we want to please them. And when you're in a relationship where love is proclaimed and yet it's self-serving, I'm not sure if love is really present. not in the real sense of the word. God describes love as never failing. We know that we fail. And so it ought to indicate to us pretty early on in the process that our love, regardless of how well that we do at it, is imperfect. But God's love never fails. And it's in this kindness that we receive salvation. It's in this kindness that we share salvation, the source of salvation, as being God's love, as being God's kindness. And we live life helping people see that kindness, allowing Jesus to transform them, allowing His Spirit to convict. And in that transformation and conviction, lives are changed. Our desires change. Our actions change. Our thoughts change. And we become those who, out of God's kindness, become kind to one another and show the salvation that is found in Jesus Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to know what kindness really looks like. You've given us a salvation, a way home to You, a salvation that we ought to respond to with obedience, with love, with our own kindness towards You, towards one another. And so, God, today, in the midst of life, in the midst of voices and teachings that may try to convince us that we have earned our salvation, that we can earn our salvation, that if we're just good enough, it's okay. May we truly experience Your kindness that reveals salvation is only through the name of Jesus. It's only through Your kindness and Your mercy. And as we grow in our understanding of that, may we be clear in how You love people. And may that help us to be clear in how we love people. And out of that love for You, that we would be kind. And we would learn how to speak truth, not just in love, but in kindness. And we would understand the greatest kindness we can ever share is the kindness of the truth of the gospel of Jesus. So, God, as we lift up Jesus today, may He draw all people to Himself, that salvation may be found in Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.